Punters and dribblers, as always, we're brought to you by the greatest multivitamin ever conceived by man, Good Day. Now, the reviews continue to flow in thick and fast.
Have you got that one from the other day?
Yeah, can I read it out?
Yeah, read it out.
It's so good. It's actually fucking unbelievable. What has been really nice, Tom and I were reflecting on this the other day, is just how much people are finding it
beneficial to their
massively
life.
Beneficial to their life. I know that at the start there would have been a lot of cynics out there going, these cunts are full of shit, they don't know what they're doing, and you couldn't be more wrong, which just brings joy to my little heart and my little soul. Now I want to get up this absolutely elite review,
and we do appreciate the reviews, obviously. Look, it's like the feedback is positive, so that's good. But just being able to hear how it's helping you and the different ways you're seeing benefits helps us know, I guess, the most tangible. Cause there's like tangible benefits and there's intangible ones, like energy, for example. You can feel an improvement in your daily energy, whereas then there's like nutritional benefits like liver health or your fucking immunity generally being boosted. Those are ones where you don't really notice that until maybe you're on it for a while, and you say you've got two young children in daycare who come home sick as fuck, and then you just don't seem to be getting sick where you used to get sick.
Life-changing. 5 stars. Big fan of Hello Sports, so my viewers are always going to be biased. I actually bought it for my wife. Didn't mention who it was by and just let her see how it went for her. Mum of 3 kids and runs her own busy business while I also work 7 on 7 off away. After 3 days, she was hooked. Improved late in the day fatigue and mood. Come day 7, she had forgot to take her Good Day. Her mother was visiting and said the wrong thing and she snapped. Instantly says, I'm sorry, I haven't had my Good Day. Next thing, the mum-in-law is now tasting it and they're walking around the house like they both just discovered fire and were the only ones to know about it. Good result. Even got some alone time with the added less fatigue. With her, not her mum. That would be weird. But a look into the future, I suppose. So it's out there working its ass off, which is fucking terrific. There are downsides to being the fastest selling multivitamin of all time.
Yeah.
And that's that in the last month in particular, sales have just gone fucking through the roof,
which we love.
Tripled, I think, Tom. So we basically got caught with our pants down a little bit and not enough stock on hand.
Yeah, pants down, cold, little doodles.
It won't happen again. That's a Hello Sport promise. However, we are likely to sell out in the next probably 4 or 5 days, roughly. We will have stock for those with subscriptions.
Yep.
So you will never miss out. If you're a subscriber, you're good. If you are a new subscriber as of when we sell out, or you're a new customer, you won't be able to purchase. Well, you can purchase it, but it won't arrive for about 3 weeks.
Yes. So from here, if you start subscribing, you basically just locking it in so that when it lands, then you're good to go and you're straight back on the train.
So you'll know, Punters and Dribblers, we'll do a bit of a thing on the Instagram when we do a sellout, and you'll notice on the website it'll flick from buy now to pre-order.
Yeah.
So that'll be the difference.
Listen, it's not ideal, but it also really just means that it's been successful beyond our wildest imagination, and you just couldn't have planned for it to go as well so quickly. So we're fucking horny for that. We got more as soon as we financially could, we fucking ordered more. And it's just the way that it goes, the production, again, when you're getting primo quality shit, it takes time.
And it's got to be tested multiple times. There's a bit of a process. We've sped it up as much as we can. It is what it is, punters and dribblers. Bear with us. So we'll let you know when it sells out. But again, it'll be sometime this week. Again, and subscribers,
dude,
you're all good.
It's funny.
You're all good.
We've been looking at it going, geez, we might have a couple of days here where we don't have any. We'll see. But, you know, we should be all right. And then just each day it keeps growing. And there's like, obviously you're fucking pumped for that. But then you go, oh, shit, it might actually be a little bit more. Maybe it's going to be a week where we won't have any. And you're like, oh, fuck, maybe it's going to be 2 weeks. Then on the weekend, Eddie's like, it could sell out within days. I'm like, oh, my God. God, fuck. Yes, great. Thank you all. But also, fuck.
Yep. So subscribers, you're good. We'll let you know when it sells out, and fucking good on you.
Get the fucking pre-order in though. It's clearly good shit. You don't want to miss it. Just become a subscriber and then you're fucking good to go.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, code Dribblers for 20% off.
You are listening to the Hello Sport Podcast.
What's up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to Hello Sport Podcast. I'm Unqualified Opinion, Unwavering Bias. Here on a Monday. Don't know what the date is, Eddie, but you're back from Victoria.
Yeah, bro.
Down there for the F1. Not for the race, just for the, like...
For the qualifying.
Which, I mean, for my sister's like, that's the funnest day.
Well, I haven't been to the Sunday, so I can't say for sure, but I can say that I did enjoy Saturday, Tom.
You enjoyed yourself?
I did enjoy myself. I did enjoy myself.
What does that look like? I saw you were far too close to the action for someone who, like, doesn't know anything.
And can I tell you something, Tom? I got wine dined at 69 via my wife. Mm. You know, like she was the one that was getting pleasured, so to speak. Mm. But I was fucking taken along for the ride, which I think was very generous. Now, this isn't a paid advertisement, but I have to shout out who took me because I think it was a kindness.
Okay. Am I getting cut in next time then if this is a...
Well, listen, if I do a good job here, maybe we get cut in.
Yeah, okay.
St. Hugo's wine's fucking terrific. They don't do a rosé, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry
about it. It's just reds. It's just reds. Well, at least that's what I drank. Daniel Ricciardo does one, dude.
Oh yeah, I think I've
he's
had
a fucking
before.
Big wine guy.
Yeah,
not a good driver.
Listen, if his wine's anything like his driving, then I wouldn't have.
No. Put it this way: if his driving was like his wines, he would have won.
Okay, right, there you go.
Really good stuff. Yeah. Anyway, St. Hugo, shout out. Like picked up at the airport by a driver and shit.
Oh, fuck.
That sort of like detail. Yeah, bro. Which was just such a nice touch.
We don't get that sort of treatment, do we?
When the fuck have you and I ever got picked up by a driver, ever?
I don't think ever.
It's never happened.
Unless we booked it ourselves.
Well, we did book it once to go to the UFC, but that's because Homebush is a shit fight.
Yeah.
And that was, like, justified.
Yeah, that was
We've also been booked up by a limo for content.
Yeah.
But, like, this was just a nice surprise. Yeah. I went to fucking just line up in that weird Uber line at Melbourne, and then I was like, no. Someone's picking us up.
That's
like,
living.
Oh.
That's living.
Yeah.
Was there anyone else with you? Or was it just you two, like, coming down for
sending? No, we went with, like, other quote-unquote influencers, but they weren't with us at the time. They were at the hotel.
Anyone we know?
No one that you know,
yeah,
no.
There you go.
Not so our crowd.
But that doesn't exactly bode well for 2025 then, does it?
Well, I think one or two of them were like Formula One TikTok. Like, they're actually girls. They're like, I think they'll do a podcast on it potentially. Anyway, so maybe if we talk a little bit more F1.
Dude, loved it.
So got out there, fucking very nice spot. Yep. The lounge or the I can't remember what it was called.
I saw you in headphones.
The paddock
in the video.
Or something.
It looked very cute.
You put them on to do wine tasting and then Daniel Ricciardo's like talking to you and shit.
Right. That might be why he lost.
He wasn't talking live, mate. Pre-record. Obviously.
Well, not obviously. Jeez, that's good, by the way. Sorry, just having a sip of me good day.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good shit.
It's actually fucking delicious and there is absolutely no point in trying to contest that.
This is how I prefer to have it, just by the way. Not the point, but like... I like to be able to have it. It's about 400 ml of water, and just I can sip on
about
it.
About 450.
450. I can slam it, but I can also sip on it. Sometimes slamming something like this, I find like it sits in my fucking.
People slam it though.
Of course they slam it. This is a personal preference.
I don't mind slamming it.
Yeah, you're
either.
A slammer. I'm not a slammer. I'm an enjoyer.
So we get out there. You know, we're fucking moving and shaking. We're shaking hands, kissing babies. Like, it was good. Great, like, great access to the track. Did a pit walk and shit. I walked past. This is my biggest regret, comfortably. Comfortably, my biggest regret of the weekend was I was walking along past, like, the actual, like, fucking, what are they called? Boxes. You know, McLaren, Ferrari, all the, like, where the actual huge dogs were. And I walked past our mate, Titanic 2, Clive Palmer. And I was like, oh, turned around, ran back. He was gone. I was Edward.
Oh, no way.
I was walking along. I'm like, that was Clive Palmer. And then I'm like, wait, Clive Palmer, Titanic 2. Fucking hell, Edward. So I missed an absolute layup.
That's a huge miss. that could have seen us fucking, you know, C deck or whatever the hell the good deck was. You know what I mean?
B deck, A deck.
Well, I don't know. Whichever one Rose and Rose was on.
He was on B deck. They were on B deck.
Rose is on B?
Yeah, they're on B, yeah.
That doesn't even sound like it's the best one. Surely that was the best one.
They had a promenade deck, mate.
Yeah, right. That's what we
which want. Is like one of four. Very nice.
Very nice indeed. Okay, well, so you fucked it with Clive.
Fucked it with Clive.
You seen anyone we know down there? There was a fucking few people down there. Brockman was down there.
Nathan Lyon was down there.
Did you say good day?
Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah. He looking. Looking real good.
Was he?
Oh, fuck yeah. Shout out to our friend Nath. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had a chat.
That's nice from Nath.
We had a chat,
sometimes,
man.
Sometimes you think these big dogs, you know, well, you fucking think, greatest off-spinner bowler of all time.
You do
like,
think that.
Sometimes you think, like, you know, maybe he won't remember the time he bowled us out in the fucking studio.
Maybe he won't remember the time we sat down for one of the great yarns all time. Maybe you think that the greats don't come back down to our level, but they do. So shout out to Nathan because he looked absolutely incredible, like a double seared, like a double set on, you know, like a short and shirt combo.
Oh, was just the matching
working,
sort of thing.
That
yeah.
was just working. Its
but,
ass
but
off.
Also, like early career Nathan Lyon would have been a Rivers shirt, jeans ripped at the back, fucking not knowing what's going on.
Nathan has had one of the great glow ups.
Yep.
Really,
I think
you really.
Probably put that down to his wife.
I think you probably do, Tom. I'm not going to say that with absolute conviction,
no.
But if I'm looking for, you know,
potential like reasons as to how and why this has improved,
then potentially his new wife has got him looking the goods and delivering.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
I add.
So he looked cool.
Looked unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. What I'll say about the F1 is great vibe, great setup. Gets a bit busy leaving the end, but that doesn't matter. Who gives a shit about that? The cars go quick.
Really?
Real quick. As in, who's that? Like, I can see that that was a Red Bull car, but that's about it. I can see that that's a Ferrari car. That's about it. You know, you've got to be a real F1 cocksucker to know what the fuck's going
What's
on.
What's happening, yeah.
Obviously, I'm not that cat.
Yet.
Not
Saint
yet.
Hugo's.
We'll be next year. St. Hugo, shout out to you.
Or anyone else.
Or exactly. Or anyone else.
KO.
Yeah, where was our bait, KO? See, you took Ned Brockman down. Who's that bloke?
Yeah, what? So we got to run across Australia to get a fucking bait to
Is that how you get
one?
A bait these days? You got to run across the nation, be one of the great young Australians living. Is that all?
Dude, chin-ups.
Yeah, too many of them, if you ask me.
Calloused hands. You don't like podcaster hands? Is that what you're saying, KO? All games live and free drink play? Whatever.
This is sounding very, anti-podcaster.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like soft hands?
You don't like soft podcast hands? Okay.
These hands taste, these feel like baby shit, mate.
Yeah, they do.
Smooth.
You can fucking mush right through them.
Sure could. So, you know, obviously saw Carlos Sainz, who is really fuckable.
So is Leclerc with some facial hair.
Ferrari have got to have the two hottest.
Yeah.
They've got to have the two hottest people.
And they went 1-2.
They went 1-2.
I believe.
Verstappen fucks up.
Yeah,
car catches on fire.
Bond villain Verstappen.
Yeah, he is a Bond villain. Really annoying face. No
offense.
Teeth
too big for his head.
Just annoying. Just an annoying aura altogether. A really annoying aura. I know that there's people out there that probably really like him. I don't. And that's a personal
That's the beauty of sport, though, Edward. You can like who you like and not like who you don't like.
Everyone was so pumped when Ricciardo in qualifying finished 10th. But then through some law, he went too wide or something. Got dropped down to 17th. It was a bit of a anticlimax.
Yeah, look.
Stick
to wines, Danny.
Listen.
Daniel. I love Danny, even though...
Daniel, we love you, mate. But you got pumped by your teammate, and it's potentially time to stick to wine, which you do a great job of. Shout out to St. Hugo's.
You're also just, like, the richest.
The money you made at Renault, at McLaren, like...
You're good.
You're good, bro.
Not that that's the point. You obviously want to win a world champs. I just don't necessarily see that.
Well, that's not happening. Well, that's not happening, Tom.
Oh.
That's not happening.
Look, Leicester City won.
I don't think it works that way.
Well, it has to work that way. Strange things happen.
I don't think they do.
But they do, though, because Leicester City won. So you can't say that because Leicester City won.
But it's not... They're not comparable.
What are you comparing?
Because one car is absolutely not... You can't go as quick.
What you're comparing is the fact that the improbable, the unlikely...
But this is way more improbable.
I don't know. what if you have just a bunch of crashes and he just keeps
19 in a row?
Bradbury in the
where everyone, yeah, it's 19 Bradbury's in a row is what you need. Or how many races are there? Is it 24?
Listen,
Is there 19 races?
You don't need all 19 to be Bradbury either. Probably just need whatever gets you to the top of the podium. You just need a couple of key dropouts. Listen,
basically, you need to lose the whole field. If Danny Ricks is to win a world championship, the whole field would need
all
to crash.
All I'm saying is
15 times.
The fact that Leicester City got the job done proves that Danny Ricks can still win a World Cup, world title, not a World Cup. Can't win a World Cup.
Well, I reckon Leicester City proved that you probably could, mate. Well, he's anything's
not,
possible.
Well, he's not competing in
well,
soccer.
Well, you could flick over, he'd do the Usains.
He probably
play
could.
For you know, Central Coast Mariners.
That would be less probable, but you're right, technically. I mean, again, competing in your own sport and winning that sport is more the point around Leicester City than like, hey, why don't you just go and try and fly? Let's go outside and flap your wings.
What I'm trying to say is I think that Danny Ricks winning at the moment, as it currently stands, would be akin to you climbing up on top of our roof and flapping your little arms.
Let's see what I'm
and getting some good meterage. Which seems unlikely.
No one's ever flown though, right?
That we know of.
Correct.
There might have been.
People you have one improbable.
It sounds like a Joe Rogan podcast. Do you hear about the bloke that flew in the Amazon? You know?
Well, there's no video or fucking any photo ever.
But a scientist, he floated down there in the 1700s and he saw men flying there, bro.
Yeah.
Also high on, you know,
on
peyote.
DMT. So it was a good day, though. So you only saw Nathan. You didn't catch up with Nettie or anyone?
No, I didn't see Nettie. I think Nettie went the next day. I think it was his old man on the Saturday.
Oh, nice. And then what? Just you and Elle getting around Melbourne?
And then we went and saw a sister who lives down there now.
Oh, that's nice.
Dinner, bit of shopping.
Nothing crazy.
Bit of lunch. Very nice, wholesome weekend, Tom.
On you or Ella getting the fucking first class treatment.
Yeah.
Steph left me on the
Real
weekend.
Real nice.
Steph left me to my own devices with my children.
How'd you go?
Fine. It's fucking not that hard.
We've been doing it for a while now.
Well, that's true. But, you know, you just got to steer into it, mate. Just steer into the cunt. But Steph
heaps
went
of sushi,
away.
Heaps of macaroni.
Heaps of sushi, fish burgers for dinner. Like, don't cook a thing.
Why would you cook?
That's what I mean.
You have rocks in your head in that situation. Don't make life hard for yourself.
A thing. You buy food, you buy breakfast, you fucking...
Buy everything.
Not breakfast, maybe. Breakfast is easy. It's Weet-Bix, bang.
Well, that's pretty easy.
That is easy.
But you could if you wanted to buy everything.
But Steph gets to Brisbane to, I don't know what hotel is called.
Carlisle.
Or
the Khalil. I don't know how the fuck it's pronounced.
She gets there, 8 in the morning on a Friday. You can't check in until 2 p.m. You can't use the pool until 2 p.m. when you check in, all this shit. So her and her friend were like, oh, Talia were like, oh, fuck, we're going to be just sitting around here. Then they have to, like, sign in to, like, thing, and then this, lo and behold, Eddie, you and I have never been given a fucking driver anywhere or a bloody free, how you
never been given anything.
And we're not complaining. This is just merely, but some little dribbler goes, are you Tom's wife? She's like, oh, yeah, wife? She's like, yeah, what the fuck? Now, I don't know if she saw her name or she just saw it from Instagram. Anyway, free upgraded room. Free, like, access to the pool fucking 5 hours earlier. Free booze up to the room and the pool. Like, just, like, fucking the greatest 5-star treatment of all time. And she just keeps telling me about this. And I'm like, congratulations. I'm like, I'm happy for you.
We're stoked for you.
I'm stoked.
And I'm happy that there's dribblers out
there.
Shout
out to that dribbler.
Looking after the ladies in our life.
Shout out to that guy.
I think that's terrific.
It's very sweet.
It's a really nice thing to do for someone else.
And that's great. We love doing, like, that's perfect.
And that's beautiful. And I'm not sitting here complaining, obviously, about someone else getting really nice things.
No,
it's not my kettle of fish. Not when I got flown down to Melbourne for the first class treatment via St. Hugo's.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about my boy at home with the kids doing the tough stuff.
Yeah, where's my margaritas to my door?
But when Tom and I go away, all we ever get, realistically, is people thinking that we're a homosexual couple that's gone away to fuck each other's brains out.
Or like or married men who are like, we're off to like Brokeback Mountain it. You know what I mean?
The looks we get, they're telling.
Mm. Now, Nothing wrong with that either. But, I mean, that would also be nice if maybe you still send some champagne.
Well, what I'm saying is if you think we are, you know, a nice, hot, young couple with heads of hair that won't quit,
yep.
why wouldn't you send us up some bubbly to get the party started?
And some Connies. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
That's what I would have expected.
Bubbly and lube.
We've never been upgraded. We've never had lube sent up. We've never had Margie sent up.
I did accidentally open that sex pack in that office, remember?
You did, so it looked like we'd been using, you know, vibrators on each other.
Yeah. Well, like, what was it, like a cock ring and condoms and fucking lube, and I'm like,
And pretty sure there was a vibrator in
there. Yeah, there was a vibrator.
Which was an interesting touch.
I just left it like, because they had like these packs of like hangover packs, Panadol, Chewy, all this sort of shit. And then the other pack was for the next day. I thought that was, again, another hangover pack. So I've opened that and I'm like, oh, fuck. So I just like tipped it into the bin. I'm like, this is going to look like this got to work out. Anyway.
Very nice, though, very the young nice. Dribbler. What a young,
what a nice, what a
beautiful young,
guy.
Young, nice man.
Nice young man. A nice, nice young, young, man. Young, nice man. Yeah. Just looking out for a couple of ladies getting about their work. Sounds like it's a nice place, though, the Carlisle.
Yes, I've been there. It's nice.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you reckon that'd be sold out for Magic Round?
Mate, well, I've looked to stay there a couple of times, but we seem to have found a groove where we stay.
Well, we also like to book Magic Round.
Well, we usually book it the day before we leave.
When prices
Tom.
Are at their highest.
We're paying $1,000 per person per flight, are we?
Yeah.
Well done, Edward. I might actually get onto that nice and early.
Yeah, well, it'd be already too late. Like, as in the price.
No. Well, it's going to be better than fucking the day before,
know,
isn't it?
I know.
Like we always do. Yeah. Jesus.
Punters and Dribblers, we are brought to you by Neds. They are the betting platform of choice here at Hello Sport. Now, you can follow along all of our bets at in the About Even private group on the Neds app. You can also follow our profiles. As I've been saying, my civilian bets are where I seem to be doing my best work. My About Even bets starting to improve. I can feel myself starting to improve. I did hit two on the weekend.
After back-to-back triple staked losses.
The triple staked losses for unit scoopers have absolutely cut to fucking the Tiger King. I may never recover from this, but the civilian bets is where you can see me getting to my work, and that is on the profiles.
Good for you, Tommy. Ned's best in the business. Come join along. Join our About Even group if you'd like as
you
well.
You mean, you know, wow, Eddie, just you're just repeating me now, are you?
I didn't hear you say that.
You just where were you? Where were you?
Pixies.
Where were you, mate?
Pixies.
Full pixie stuff. So now you're just gonna say you're gonna talk about the fucking profiles tab as no. well? You're gonna talk about the About Even group? Yeah?
About Even group.
Yeah, how do you get in there?
That's what I said, code dribblers.
Oh, okay, there you go. Good. Yeah. What's this ad for again?
Neds.
Oh, yeah, great point. Glad you're listening. Pixies. Pixie Simps. Shout out to Neds. We love you, Neds. We love you. Go Manly.
Now, you win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Punters and Dribblers, there's 2 days left to be in the chance to play golf. Be in the chance? Be in with the chance to play golf at Shorty's with myself and Eddie. Buy a six-pack of Big Day Rosé at hallosport.shop. You will go in the running. We pick two winners from the month of April. But what are we doing month of May? Because we are working our way through the remainder of the most recent vintage. Got a couple left that we want to get rid of before we then turn all of our attention to the end of the year.
Just feeling generous, Tom.
We're feeling generous, and it's sale time.
We just thought, fuck it. If you buy a case and you use the code Manly, you get $50 off the case. If you buy two cases, you get $100 off.
Yep.
You get what I'm trying to say? Go to hallosport.shop, bang, rosé on there, code Manly, $50 off a case. Pretty fucking generous if you ask me. But we love the punter and we love the dribbler. And we're just like, let's get this vintage out there to the people that want it most.
Let's get it in the gullets of the nation.
That's right. Gullet up.
Obviously, there's some more sport to get to. Thought it was worth acknowledging that Princess Kate not missing.
Yeah. So, Princess Kate not missing. Princess Kate underwent abdominal surgery, which may have been looking for a growth. They haven't given us any information. She's got cancer. Mm. So, that would explain the absence of Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
my wife Ella did like half a podcast last week talking about it, that they've had to cut, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had their own theories, which... Which were incorrect.
They were incorrect. People are still trying to say it's fake.
Of course they are.
No, but
of course they are.
That's wild.
Of course they are. Of course they are. I'm not shocked by that. We wish Kate a speedy recovery.
Yes.
Because we're big fans of Kate Middleton.
Huge fans of Kate. Huge fans.
Princess Kate? One of the great.
Yeah, you're cool with us. But yeah, I thought that was probably important too.
Well, we should.
We discussed it.
Well, we discussed what we discussed with the information at hand. We were merely musing,
mate. We weren't fucking out there pushing, peddling rumors. We were saying, "What the fuck's going on?" But now we know. I tell you, what we don't know, and this is maybe a clunky segue, Edward. But what we don't know is how to interpret the obstruction rule appropriately in a game of rugby league. Because if you watched the game yesterday. Manly v Parramatta. Great game of rugby league football. First, and congratulations to both teams for putting on a Sunday afternoon fucking
delight.
Delight. Both commentary teams, I went and checked. Obviously, I'm a KO man, but you best believe I went and checked what the Channel 9 commentary
Gus wasn't happy. Was
Gus wasn't happy. Joey wasn't happy. None of them were happy. Cozza Parker wasn't happy. Vossi wasn't happy on the fucking KO broadcast. Great game. We'll get to the game in a second, but that is technically an obstruction, right? Which is the problem. But then the problem is that because you've got to want to have it black and white, but there's no fucking way that that guy's getting to him, nor is he getting to Turbo, nor is he even trying to get to him. So is nuance important there? Because as some say, some smarter than I, you're rewarding lazy defense, and the lazy defense being, I'm not going to try and get there, but I will milk the rules and just run into a defender.
I think you've absolutely nailed that, Tom. What you're seeing out there, punters and dribblers, is a rugby league milking. Now, you will be sitting at home, probably screaming at your car's audio system going, take your fucking licks.
Yeah, or yeah, or your headphones.
We're taking our licks.
Yeah, we lost.
We lost. Hand in the air, we lost. And although the obstruction rule has damaged our opportunity to win.
Well, it's also damaged the game.
Hindered it, and it's damaged the game, and it's damaged the brand.
Mm.
Of rugby league football, we went to sleep for large chunks of that game yesterday. In fact, we fell asleep for probably 60 minutes, which is too long to fall asleep.
There was a 25-minute period after we went up 14-0 where it was 91% possession to Parramatta. Now,
as I said,
snoozing.
Went to bed. The boys needed a good whipping, and had I been there at the ground, they would have received one. It is insane in the extreme that there does not allow for players who milk to be penalised.
Mm.
That motherfucker is looking for no one else except to run into Jake because
he wraps his arms around
exactly,
him.
Exactly. Which I would argue means he's committed.
Well, like committed relationship committed? It looks like a cuddle.
It looks like he's cuddling
it. Yeah, it looks like he's trying to say, I want to go steady with you.
That's exactly what it looks like to me. I want to take our time,
yeah.
Okay? I want to find out what makes you tick. I want to find out what you like.
But no sex before marriage sort of commitment.
100%.
Yeah. A bit of soaking territory.
Oh,
as
I think
talking about in the green room.
Well, I think they'd soak. Yeah. I think his intention was to soak
well,
with Jake.
Well, because Jake was also not facing him, which is probably the optimal way for two men to get about their soaking is sort of doggy style.
That's right. I think he was looking for a soaking, Tom, yeah. to soak his willy inside of Jake. Mm. And that showed.
Yeah.
In absolutely no world was he looking to make rugby league tackles on a flying Thomas Trbojevic.
Yeah, the only person who probably can fly, actually, if we just jump back to
there we
humans
go.
Flying. And not only was he not making any attempt, but you can't catch, like, these are, you know, if he's Danny Ricks, the guy who was fucking milking it, and then fucking Turbo's Carlos Sainz.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that
There's no way he's catching it. There's zero way.
Obviously, yes, there is a Leicester City out there, but they're just, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. It's not paying Leicester City odds. It's paying astronomical odds.
Yeah.
It's paying
billions.
It's paying the odds of doing that are similar. The odds of
the
him catching
wouldn't
Thomas,
actually take it.
Well, the they odds of him catching it. Turbo are the same as if I bang this table with my hand, eventually the atoms will line up and it'll go through.
Yeah,
you know?
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. And I've seen the math worked out on it. And the math of, like, the chances of that happening are I'm not going to get into it. Maybe it's a Thursday one. Like, fucking huge. Yeah. Point is, Turbo was never getting caught. No. Did you see the speed at which he was moving? He was, again, basically flying. Yeah. And all old mate was trying to do was soak his willy inside Jake. Mm. So let's cut the bullshit and let's focus on facts. And also, the facts are simple. He couldn't catch him.
Also, so there's a few like lines of criticism that the Parramatta fan or the rugby league fan or the Manly hater fan have said specifically to this try, and a try it was black and white obstruction did it. Now technically I can actually get around that in that.
No, well, that's correct.
You know what I mean? Like that's
we're calling for a wholesale rule change.
It's, technically it's correct, but it's a fucking it. The game is poorer if that's the interpretation. Like yes. if that's the way it's going to be for any team, that's just a shit. That's not good for rugby league. The second criticism is, well, Turbo threw a forward pass to Cooler anyway. I'm like, no, he didn't. That wasn't forward. That
can we cut the bullshit? And also on the KO call, was it Vossi?
Yeah.
Vossi doesn't seem to get the rules either. It's backwards out of the hand. If it floats forward, which it does, it doesn't matter.
No, it was the pass.
How many times do we need to go over this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
The pass was beautiful.
He went like that.
Yeah, it was a beautiful pass.
Like that. Look how my fucking hands are positioned.
You know why
pricks.
As well? Mitchell Moses is behind him. So that's how, like, you know, Mitchell Moses is, like, trying to get it. And he's all fucked. He passes it backwards. Now, even if you were to say it was forward, that's not the point. Because you can't rule on that.
And they didn't. Because they didn't call it live.
Then they're going back to some fucking try in the first half where they're like, oh, well, DC clearly knocked it on. I'm like, did you see that? Did you watch the whole game?
Yeah.
Where DC knocked it, he didn't knock it on, but like, Parra knock it on, then DCE just knocks it back, and then we score a try. And they're like, that was a clear knock on. I'm like, you've got to be able to, and listen, this is the home of unqualified opinion and unwavering bias, but even in that game that I watched yesterday, when Manly clearly fucks something up or does something wrong, like I'm sitting there with my old man watching it and I'm able to be like, no, yeah, that's a fuck up. Like that's a Manly fuck up. There's unwavering bias and then there's like blind stupidity. And correct. Also, again, like, what's better for the game is not to have what Daly Terrivens did call a knock-on, because it's not a knock-on. One of my pet hates is when teams drop a ball basically backwards, and it's just called a knock-on just from dropping.
Well, that's rugby league. That's rugby league as well. If you want to play it that way, whereby if you drop the ball at any time,
it's just a knock-on.
It's just a knock-on. I'd say that's pretty fucking stupid, but I can see where you're coming from.
Well, I can not really, but like, then you just basically want. It shouldn't be called a knock-on.
Well, I can see where you're coming from in your desire to be if you drop the ball, like in forcing backs. Is it forcing backs?
Forcing backs, yeah.
Then, you know, you've lost. I get that. I can understand that. But that's not the rule. The rule is if it's forward in relation to your goal line, it's a knock-on. Mm. Now, the amount of times in rugby league where the ball is dropped slightly backwards and it's called a knock-on is beyond measure. Beyond, you wouldn't be able to count that high. You wouldn't be able to count that high. It's as simple as that. Now, again, we are sitting here taking our licks. Manly fell asleep for 60 minutes.
Well, listen, you go up 14-0 and then you get run down. Like, that's not a great way to go about things. I think any Manly fan out there will know that when you go up 14-0 against any side as a Manly Seagulls fan, you actually get more nervous.
Well, can I be honest with you? I was terrified.
Yeah, you get way more nervous. I was sitting there with the old man going, I don't like this. Even though obviously I like it, I don't like it. Like,
I hated it. And then when Big Junior Bolo gives it off to Mitchell Moses.
Mitchell Moses, that's when I knew.
I was like, no!
Yeah.
That's when I knew that we were in for a long afternoon. And even in the back half of the second, like 60th minute, we were going like a busted.
We were fucked, dude.
We were completely fucking tired. It wasn't until Big Cozza, that try was before that, but Big Corey Waddell, he just goes, fuck this.
Yeah,
get
give
him
me the
back.
Ball. He looked like he called like a fucking some sort of magic call where it's like, I've seen something, give me the ball.
Well, he called an overs?
Magic call, yeah. But they probably have some like cool name, you know.
Magic call. Magic like magic call. Pill.
Magic.
Yep.
Magic. And he goes in, but also dragged three fuckers over there with him.
Showed plenty.
Want to talk quickly about congratulations to Morgan Harper for leave, for finding a new club. But if you are under any illusions about the fact that Manly were like, well, here was this guy that's in our team that we were all very aware of his fucking defensive frailties, if you will.
It would seem that way when the left edge of the Eels gets absolutely pounded.
But like the second we get the ball, it's just shift, shift.
No, it was right time, right time, right time, right time, right time. Oh, let's go right again. Reuben Garrett gave him a bath.
Bro. Jesus. They were just like, let's get him even slightly. Let's get Reuben slightly on the outside and just watch Reuben go, I've run next to this cunt before, and just burns him.
Looked like you and I were out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Listen, that wasn't offensive because aren't training at a high level anymore.
We're slow.
Yeah.
Stuck in the mud operators now.
Yeah, Morgan Harper types, respectfully. Also nice to see another Manly rescue dog get over Kelma Tuolungi, and I say that insincerely. I was not happy about it. but honestly, it was a good game, right? Like,
it was a great game of rugby league football.
Two top-of-the-table teams going against each other.
Powerhouses.
We should have won. That's okay.
A storied rivalry as well. We, in the last 13 outings, I think it's 7-6 to the Eels now. 6-all coming into that after 12. So, storied stuff.
I'd like to give a shout-out. And again, we are humble in victory and defeat. We are lick takers. We wrote the book on taking licks.
We invented it.
Blaze Tuolungi steamrolling Tommy Turbo was impressive. Like, you're a new kid on the block. Now, your name's Blaze, so obviously that's got a couple of, like, XP points in your favour. But, like...
just a couple.
To just, in your first game, go, I've got the line in front of me, and I could just run for the corner, but I'm going to just unfurl my hog and run as hard as I can at Tommy Turbo and bunt him.
I'm going to unwrap it. And I'm going to bunt.
Give him a good old fashioned bunting.
Oh, it was a bunting. It was a bunting of note. Absolutely devastating, though, like this loss. Obviously, I was a Manly away from a unit scooper, which has just crushed my soul, my rugby league soul.
It was the only thing that was a silver lining to me was when I went and saw that. And I went, fuck. Like, just not happy about it. I honestly would prefer Manly win and you get your unit scooper.
Of course.
Because that's where my loyalties lie. But I am, once I realised that the Manly lost, there was nothing I could do, I was happy. So, you know.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Tom.
Yeah.
But Manly will soar again. Don't worry about that.
Who are we playing next week?
We're playing Dragons away Saturday night, Wynn Stadium, Wollongong, Saturday Arvo, 5:30.
We do love, like, I think Manly win and win well, but we do like, and I say that insincerely, a Dragons away game.
I don't know what the stats on us playing the Dragons away are, but they wouldn't be healthy. They couldn't be.
Nah.
They couldn't be healthy.
There's no way they're healthy.
There's no way they're healthy, mate. Absolutely no way they're healthy.
But, Mad Dragon, it's us for you, bruh. Let's go through the bloody the weekend, shall we?
We shall.
Just and then, I don't want to go through every fucking game, mate. Don't worry about that. But just a couple of notables. When we do it for KO. That's obvious because we're fans of watching games of rugby league, which is impossible to watch all of them if you don't have KO.
We'll tell you what we are actually massive fans of, Tom and I, is watching a game of footy with our eyes.
Mm.
I don't really like people just telling me the score or having to look it up on some dinky little app going, oh, just refreshing all the time. If you're an app refresher and that's how you consume rugby league, shame on you. Because that's...
shame on you.
That's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic.
Now, Panthers did hump the Broncos. 34-12 Thursday night live stream was great. Techie Sevo made his return. I don't really personally... apart from Nathan Cleary being just an absolute fucking star.
That try he set up for Tungo...
yeah.
...was so delicious.
Just a...
so nutritious. Little show, hold up, bang, try time.
He's just in some fucking rare form. But
he's fine. He's a St. Hugo. You know what I mean? Do you like that?
Well, no, not anymore. Now I don't. Now this does feel like an ad. Joey said it's the best he's ever seen him play live. It's the best game he's ever played.
Ever?
Yeah.
Really?
He said the grand final is the best performance in a grand final. This is the best he's ever seen him play.
He had it on a string, didn't he?
He was doing fucking everything. It was ridiculous. I really don't care, though. The only thing I care about is Reece Walsh's face. And now it is, he does have a fracture, right? But, like, it is right on the fucking moneymaker, right? His eyes are where it's like what? We need to get him a plastic surgeon quick. Like, this isn't just a stitch it up and go. He's not Dale Finucane, for fuck's sake. Like,
well, someone, and even someone had shown, he's done this eye socket before, which I'm concerned about. He missed 3 or 4 rounds last year.
For breaking an eye socket?
He's fractured an eye socket. He was I saw a photo someone put up of him training in, like, some custom headgear thing for when he did it last year. So,
in round one against Penrith.
There you go.
Last year.
Yeah, same thing.
Blurred vision and required stitches for a large gash under his left eye.
So I'm worried. And it was the same eye, Tom.
Yeah. Bullshit. And did Taylor May do it? That'd be I'm living in a simulation if that happened. That'd be me packing it up and getting out of here.
I did see someone put up, maybe in Punters and Dribblers, maybe it was on the internet elsewhere, but a photo of Jeff Tuvey when he was young. Very sexy, like, looked incredible, but as he's taken knocks throughout his career, lost the looks a little bit.
Yeah, Jeff Tuvey was a cute blonde head. Now, listen, Jeff's hair also deserted him. Not that hair is a prerequisite for cuteness, but it does help when you've got baby, like, you've got, like, you're a little tiny thing like Jeff was.
My point is,
beautiful blonde hair.
If we can ignore the hair for a moment, just to make my point.
Okay.
Jeff Tuvey was bashed near to death. Mm. Throughout his rugby league career.
Dougal stumped on his face.
And I don't want that to happen to our absolute twink in Reece Walsh.
Smooth bodied.
Because rugby league needs twinks. Always has.
Mm-hmm.
And always will.
But see, whereas Tuvey was probably your preeminent rugby league twink, and now he's been thrown on the twink scrap heap, right?
Yeah.
This is what happens to twinks in rugby league if they're not taken care of.
That's right.
And
there needs to be some sort of twink rule.
Yeah, well, just
to protect twinks.
Well, I just think you need to have a plastic surgeon on hand to restore the twink, right? Because you can get him back to. So I think a plastic surgeon can get you back to full twink.
So it's not about protecting twinks on the field, it's about fixing them up when things go wrong.
Yeah.
And
servicing your twinks.
Yeah, you got to service your twinks. But you can't skimp on the service, Tom. No. And I think that's where, historically, people have got it wrong. Michael Jackson is that they've gone with poor servicemen.
Yeah, or they've over-serviced.
Or they've over-serviced, which you can do.
You can definitely over-service.
You don't need to change your oil every day.
No,
you know, you gotta let that oil get into its work, you, Tom.
Yeah.
But I am concerned genuinely that we may lose a twink. The way we're going,
yeah.
Two eye sockets in 2 years. That's not good.
No, it's not. Especially with that gash, though. That gash was a mean-looking gash, that one.
So, twinks need to be protected at all costs, yeah. And I don't think the rugby league's doing enough the moment.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think we need to do more, much more.
Protect your rugby league twinks. But anyway, well done to the Panthers who won that game. I'm not surprised. Souths suck, though. Souths are in huge rugby league trouble, dude.
What do you make of Paul Gallen's comments, Tom?
What did Gal say?
So Roosters 48, defeat the Rabbitohs 6. Obviously, Demetrio embroiled in controversy because his team's going like a busted. I think to quote Matty Buxton, Matty the water boy last week, if you were to go from the start of their decline last season to now, I think it's like 17 or 18 rounds, they're dead last in the whole comp in that time. So going like poison.
Mm.
They got absolutely fucking pounded on the weekend. Absolutely pounded into the earth.
What did Paul Gallen say?
Paul Gallen said, Tom, that he doesn't think they're going as bad as everyone else does because they've played 3 teams that he believes will be in the top 4 this year in Manly, Roosters, and who'd they lose to round one?
Manly.
Brisbane.
Lost to Manly round one.
Brisbane
round two. Mate, they got beaten 48-6, Gal.
Just,
you can't be getting beaten 48-6 and be
and
look
like
right.
Shit.
And looked like fucking rugby league poo-poo. They were bad. They didn't look like scoring a try. The Roosters, who I don't know if you remember, we beat. So rugby league math would say that we are better than them, but you don't need rugby league math because we've already beaten them.
Rugby league math suggests we put at least 50 on the Rabbitohs and the season's over. That's what rugby league matters.
You just don't leak 48 points and be like going better than you think you are. They're in turmoil. Demetrio's under pressure. Apparently Rusty fucking said something. What did you say, Willie, before?
Well, no, the brokers of the team came out and said there's no excuses for the way they're going, but then Rusty's come into his defence.
Oh, Rusty's come over the brokers.
Yeah.
And gone, nah, that's all good.
It's not all good, though.
But it's not all good. Because Rusty's talking. If Rusty's talking and the team's not going well, something's going, you know what I mean? Like, then there's shit.
Well, they're coming dead last now. After 18 rounds, if you count the last 18 rounds, I think they're coming dead last as well. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. So what exactly is going right for the Rabbitohs? Mm. What exactly is going right? They dropped the halfback, who apparently has a blinder in New South Wales
Did
Cup.
He?
Yeah, apparently. Killed it.
Can you check Lachie Ilias New South Wales Cup stats?
I believe Ilias killed it. You know, Sam Walker played an incredible game. Tedesco looked amazing.
Tedesco did look amazing.
I tell you what, Sam Walker's stint in Cup.
Brought him back.
Brought him back to life.
It did happen. Now, it could also be that Keary wasn't playing and Sam Walker allowed to run the team, Eddie. Who gives a fuck? That's two X's nose.
Oh, that's not our world. That's not our world, buddy.
But it's a fair question.
It's not our world,
buddy. That's definitely not our world.
We'd mused last week, Tom, you and I, obviously big rugby league guys, about the fact that if Rabbitohs get pumped, the pressure just gets intense. If they lose to the Bulldogs this week, you start asking serious, are you the guy, Demetrio, questions.
I
you
like
have
the
to.
Dogs. I watched the Dogs game, dude. Dogs look good. RIP to Tino's fucking ACL.
RIP Tino for the season.
Yeah, that's scat. He is in my Supercoach team.
Correct.
I also had CY Wong starting and he didn't play on the weekend, so that's good.
Nice, mate. You're going really well this year, aren't you?
Yeah, really well. But the Dogs actually, I like the Dogs. I've been saying it. The Dogs aren't as shit as, I mean, clearly not as shit as last year, but like they haven't been looking as bad. I was a Matt Burton away, not a big deal. What are we looking at here?
So this is Ilias on this weekend. He kicked four goals, kicked over 360 metres, a try assist.
Offload, force drop out. Missed a couple of tackles. 63 running metres. Anyway, apparently went well. Obviously, I didn't watch New South Wales Cup.
Because you're not guru.
Because I'm not rugby league guru who would have watched all of it every single minute.
Shout out to our friend Connor Watson getting over as well.
Yeah, that was nice. It's good to see him back. It's just good to see him back. Obviously, riddled with injuries last year. The big fella comes back first game this season. Off the bench, try time. We love that.
Yeah. Rabbitohs, though.
Jacob Host, the only try scorer, 50th minute.
That's a shit rugby league side right there. And I say that with all the respect in the world.
They don't look... Cody Walker's going pretty ordinary, bro.
They're all going bad, dude.
Let's call
AJ, has AJ scored a try?
No, he hasn't
maybe
scored.
One.
No. I don't think so.
One against Manly. I think he scored.
Did he?
Maybe.
I don't know if he did. He could have.
What would you say?
Well, obviously he could have.
Oh, of course he could have.
He definitely could have.
But did he? That's the question.
Will he ever break the great Ken Irvine's record?
He scored one try so far this year.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. I've got to be honest with the audience. It's important that I bare my soul. I don't like the Roosters. That's on the public record. I am, however, the sadist in me is loving this.
Yeah, same.
I'm absolutely loving this.
Yep. Fucking fully loving it. Fully loving it sick, mate.
Loving it sick, mate.
Yeah.
A club that rates itself a little too highly for my liking.
The Rabbitohs?
Yeah.
Now, they love themselves sick.
Sick. Big masturbate in the mirror, guys.
Yep.
Not the players, the club.
No, the club. If the club could be embodied by a human being, it would be a man standing in front of a mirror, hand up against it, and just jerking.
Batting into his own eyes.
Yeah.
Also, your logo's wrong, so there's that.
What do you mean? Because it's a rabbit.
A rabbit, it's a Rabbitoh, not a rabbit.
No, a Rabbitoh is someone who fucking caught and killed and sold rabbits, but it's kind of easier to get across.
It's incorrect.
Let's move on. Just still got the game on there. Dogs, Titans, yeah, whatever. Cows.
Poor old Desi, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Shouldn't have left Manly, mate.
Well, I don't think it was his choice, in fairness, but...
Dragons. So hang on, before we get to the Tigers, did the Dragons cough up an 18-0 lead?
Was it 18-0?
Yeah. I don't think it was 18-0. It was like 18-4. 18-6 maybe?
18-6.
Yeah, because Taulagi scored first.
Taulagi scored first, then they scored, 3 times in the first 20.
18-6 and you get trampled 46-24. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yep. Lot of defense in
again,
that game.
Again, what I would have given to have been a Mad Dragon, a fly on his wall.
As you
just start getting chased
as they
down.
Score in the 32nd, 37th, 49th.
53rd, 61st. I could just... Also, just the Titans fan, just back to you, the Titans. I just saw something with Clarkie. You know Clarkie's...
Yeah, yeah. Clarkie's Colin.
Rugby League Colin. He's a massive Titans fan. I saw something somewhere on the internet where Clarkie's like just... Almost at his wit's end. He's like, I don't know how much longer I can deal with this. He's like, the season had so much hope and promise. You know, we've got Dez, fucking all this shit. We got Tino re-signed for like $1 million a year. This has been possibly the toughest 50 minutes I've ever had to endure as a Titans fan. And that's saying something in itself. I can't see how it gets any better in this next 30 minutes either. Right, this is a big game. After more than a decade of false hope, optimism, public support of this club, I am finally going to question how much more I can give. I'm hurting and over it.
Wow.
He's praying for a miracle but won't hold his breath. I think that's smart. Do not hold your breath, Clarkie. You're an ornament to the game and we don't want you to, you know, is it asphyxiate?
You can hold your breath, but just make sure you're sitting on a couch, you know, so that if you black out, you'll breathe again. I don't want you doing that around bodies of water.
No,
mate.
You don't want to hit your head.
No, no, no. Make sure you're sitting down.
So...
Clarkie's rugby league column. Yeah. I tell you what, in Clarkie's defense, it would be really, really hard to be a Titans fan. Because their side's all right,
well,
but they just suck.
It is all right. It's all right, though. It's not great.
But like, they go, it'd be nice they, for the, I think they underperform and always have.
Agree. But they're without a David Fifita and they're without a Jaden Campbell. Now, like.
And Tino did his ACL, so he's out for 9 months.
Yeah, so they're fucked now. But
he
Tino
took the field. He took the field.
Yeah, he didn't do his ACL till late in the game. But certainly, you want to talk about the literal definition of insult to injury. That'd have to be it. Yeah, they're just, like, they really don't have that much. If you look at their back line, can you zoom in? Keno, and this is no disrespect to, like, anyone, but if you're just talking about, like, what you should really believe in, Keno Kinney, new. Brian Kelly and Cam Pereira, yep. Brimo, yep. Phillip Simon, like, they're all good, they're all right, but, like, Brimson's the representative player there. Foz, obviously an all-time great of the game and a grandfather. Tanner Boyd, no disrespect, but, like... Do you know what I'm saying?
No, right? I know, like, what you're saying in that regard.
If we keep going, Fotowaka, I believe he played Origin. Chris Randall.
Yeah, he did last year, didn't he?
Yeah. And then, obviously, Tino now out, but Cleese, Haas, Bo Fermor, Jamin Joloff. Now, it was great to see a battle of the Jamins.
Yeah, that was that great. Was nice. And it did
Jamin,
well.
Salmon, Jamin, but, like, you know, there's not a shitload there. I almost think the Dogs are the best bet of the week looking at that side.
But no one could pick a winner. No one last week knew who was going to win. No one.
No, not at all. But so, like, in part, like, there's almost a still... Now, you throw a Dave Fifita or a Jaden Campbell in that side, it's different. Like...
I just think that on the whole, they've underperformed.
Yeah, but...
They always come...
They're not that good, is what I'm saying, this side. Now, they shouldn't get beaten 32-0.
32-0 to the Dogs?
By the Dogs. But, like, that's not that great a rugby league side. Is all I'm saying.
No, it's not. But
I tell you who's fucking good for the Dogs? Karaz.
Yeah, he's good.
Like, he's, but like, as in, he was good on the wing. He's a new kid coming through, but he's playing in the centers now. He's like doing some shit. He's big and strong. He's making powerful runs.
Oh, the kid can play.
Kid can play. Jacob Preston. You know what I mean? Like, that Dog side is better than the fucking Titans side.
I just needed a carny in this game. Just give me one carny and I'm home.
Blake Taft. Blake Wilson can play. Blake Wilson looks like he's got bumhole eyes in that photo. Side note. But listen, Karaz, Crichton, Connor Tracy, Matt Burton, Drew Hutchison, the nut truck and half.
It's okay, the side.
It's better than theirs. Max King, Reed Marnie, Liam Knight, Kickout, Preston, Jamin Salmon. Like, they've got premiership winners in there. Kurt Mann, Josh Curran, Brad Morin's boy, Curtis. Shout out to Brad. Fighting to Manatahu. Fame.
All right, back to the game. And stiff shit to the Titans. And thoughts and prayers with Clarkie, who
this is
obviously going through a tough time.
Clarkie, you know, be kind to your Clarkies today, punters and dribblers, because they're going through it. They're going through it. Now, this one, obviously, our fucking, our nose-ringed tote bag toting.
Toter.
Cody over here, who I actually wouldn't mind getting on it. Can you come and get on Willie's mic for a second, Cody?
Tigers 32 defeat the Sharks 6 Saturday night, Leichhardt Oval, absolutely heaving. They got 16,000 in there. Really good to see the rugby league alive and well in Balmain.
Yep. The heart of rugby league.
Get in here, totes.
Now, this 32-6, it was a fucking shellacking. Firstly, Appy Coruscant had fucking gastro the whole game.
Played well.
Didn't
play like
a
bloke that was about to shit
himself. Post-game press conference with Benji and Appy. Played fucking amazingly well. He played so well, dude. But Cody, when
so you basically Coruscant's poo game.
That's what I said. I left a comment on his thing. I go, Coruscant's poo game better than Jordan's flu game.
Love that.
I assume when you walk into the gates at Leichhardt Oval, Cody, you are expecting to get your assholes ripped apart within reason.
Yep. Yeah, no, I was like not feeling that confident going in, to be honest. I mean, how can you be as a Tigers fan?
Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like the Sharks haven't been like unreal. So I was kind of just, I don't know, I was kind of just expecting the Sharks to just explode the other night, but they were really, really poor.
But what's the chatter amongst Tigers fans before the game? Are you a people who hold on to glimmers of hope?
Are you excited pre-game as a Tigers fan, like as a people? Do you get excited or is this like a...
Or have you been bashed in submission? You're sort of just moping around.
You're sort of like just dragging your feet, like going to get whipped.
No, I feel like this time of year, you could just still definitely... Like, I'm still definitely keen to watch the Tigers. Because, like, we haven't been... We're not down and out yet. It sort of gets like round eight, round nine usually before I start checking out. But no, I was keen to watch him. And like a few new players in the side as well, like Ollam debuted and stuff. So I was keen to see him.
Ollam was great.
He was great.
He was awesome. Really good. When it started... becoming apparent that this was your day, like, what the fuck was the crowd like? What was the vibe like in there? Was it just growlers left, right, and center?
Yeah, dude, tote bags were out everywhere.
Love that.
But no, even in, like, the 60th minute, I think we were still only up 18-6. So much similar to you guys being, like, Manly being up 14-0. I was like, this is so etched, dude. Like, yeah. Well, I think we're up 20-6 maybe. And then it was like, if it goes 20-12, like, I'm rattled. But, yeah, I think we scored next, and then it was kind of like, oh, sweet. We kind of looked almost home at that point. But yeah, the hill was up and about, dude. Especially like once the I knew a couple of the guys that were in there, like in the, I don't even know, it doesn't have like a name, but all the like the Leichhardt faithful, I suppose, the guys that sit under the scoreboard, they were just going ballistic at the end of the game.
And then did everyone hang out and get blind?
Yeah, like the crowd kind of like started to diminish. And we walked back into Leichhardt and like the streets were like kind of busy, but I've been busier nights in Leichhardt.
That's okay.
It's all right.
They're just they're finding their feet.
They
feet.
Probably don't know how. Well, much like, thank you, Cody. Much like the team themselves after the game, all having to sing off a fucking song sheet because they don't know the team.
That was
song.
Nice. That was nice.
Well, that, you know, like the fans don't know how to fucking celebrate a win either, right? Like they don't know what to do when your team wins. So that, they're like, they'll fucking just probably went home.
It was really cute seeing that.
Is it
team
a new song?
Yeah, it was because it was a new song.
So it's a completely new song. Okay, because I was almost like, what's the, I guess with a merger club, like them, like a dirty merger
what
club.
What song were they originally singing? Just no idea.
Okay. But you know, like, I guess it's easier to change a team song from in a merge situation than it is like, if you were to try and change it at Manly or something, you'd be like, fuck off.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I like that Benji and Robbie wrote it.
Yeah, same.
That's dribbly.
That is them.
I that is
them,
so... Imagine them going around to each other's houses, writing it.
Writing a song. That would be hilarious to see. Or they go to like a recording booth.
I'm stoked the Tigers won, though.
Same.
Because, again, Benji is an ornament to the game and in some regards needs to be protected, although he's in a position now where there's not much we can do for him should things go awry.
No, this is like when your kid gets of age where it's like they are now adults and they can go out in the real world and the harsh realities of the world, you can no longer shield them.
Well, it's, I tell you what it's like. Benji's basically going to full moon party with his mates at 18 years of age.
And I'm just sitting at home up chewing my nails. When's he going to call? Is he dead? What's happening?
Exactly. I'm wigging out. Yeah. Because there's nothing we can do to protect poor Benji if things go wrong in his coaching career. But at the moment, punters and dribblers, happy to report 32-6 wins, gets Benji a little bit more breathing.
Well, that's a text message late at night saying, Dad, I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah. I just got home.
Yeah, just got home.
Like, I wasn't feeling it tonight, so I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, he's mature. He's making smart decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, like everyone went out and got on it, but I was like, I didn't feel comfortable doing that.
I didn't say
so. So I've gone home.
Yeah.
And I'm watching Entourage.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. You're probably going to get an early flight home.
That's what a 32-6 win is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
In that regard, I couldn't have said it better myself. So listen, but Appy having the runs.
I love that he had a poo game. He's such a footballer.
Dude, have you got the post-game press conference?
Yep.
Just look how fucked he is, dude. He almost doesn't look Fijian. He's so pale. He just looks sick.
Sound.
Turn the sound up.
Sound.
It feels good for the team.
Yeah, start talking. Look at him.
It's not about me. It's about the team and just for the club on a whole. And
look at his eyes.
Honest, what I saw in the preseason.
Jesus Christ.
How much work we put in.
It's like twitching and shit.
And that's what I'm most proud of, is ask the boys to just follow the game plan for 80 minutes and give us that, and they did it.
Did it make it a little bit more special, the fact that it's like a hard win? Obviously, a lot of
success. Look at his eyes, dude. He's like...
Yeah, it's special. It's in front of our home fans in our first home game, you know. So off the back of, obviously, last week in the performance, to turn it around like we did tonight, and it's all credit to the boys, because without the effort, you know, a lot of people don't know, but this guy next to me was battling heavy gastro before the game and could hardly walk and had no energy. And to punch out what he did in the game shows how much it meant to his teammates, and that's why he's the skipper.
Love that. What a...
Here you go.
Yeah, his guest.
Were you struggling out there, if you were?
Look, I definitely didn't feel great. I was very happy that the boys were, I think, just playing the way they were. Made the game a lot easier.
Can you skip through it? There's a point where
he's being modest.
He starts like coughing violently. You think he's going to start booting?
Job with the boys, new systems take a bit of time, but again, we have to back it up. Like, it's 1 week.
He was back there. So he's skip
up. We're not getting too excited or too far ahead of ourselves. It's.
I was like, oh, bro, he's going to boot. I was like, please.
Fuck yeah, Appy. You mad cunt.
It was so good. And then, like, not good, but you know what I mean? And then later on, like, just in the – because this thing, what, they're going for 6 minutes. I'm like, why the fuck does he even have to come and do it?
Oh, that's ridiculous. He shouldn't be out there.
He shouldn't be out there. But he starts, like, he's almost like he's on heroin. He just starts, like, sort of drift off a little bit while he's sitting there. I'm like, geez.
I'll tell you what, though. That's what you want to see, your skipper.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You want to see your skipper put in a brave rugby league performance, have an absolute –
Barnstormer,
and then go do 6 minutes of media. That's what you want to see.
After he's been on the fucking shit,
twitching and shit. All he wants to do is take another dump.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even have any control over that, does he? Whether you want to win or not, it's coming. The just also nice for Benji, I think, proving that you don't have to be a 24/7 coach to at least get a win in the NRL.
Well, have we confirmed whether or not he had shifted to 24/7 duties during the week, or
he seems like a headstrong guy? A guy who's got convictions, a guy who will go home early if he's not having a good time. and I don't think he's going to be peer pressured into having a mushroom shake at a full moon party if he doesn't want one.
Yeah, at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, a double.
Exactly.
When he's been warned against it.
Yeah.
I respect that from Benji. And at least initially, all signs pointing to you can have the hours of 5 to 8 off to hang out with your children as a young father and still get results.
That's what they're saying. That's what those results are saying. I think that's sort of it.
Nice to beat Storm 14-12.
Yep, 14-12. Cool.
Whatever game.
Cool.
So Munster could be
out for a minute. Yeah, that was interesting because obviously there was some leaked audio from last week. Won't get into it.
It was leaked.
It was audio leaked unintentionally. That suggests that Munster's injury is way worse than...
Been reported.
But then Joey even said that, like... I'm just getting the news up as well. Joey said that he, like, had a word to Munster at some sort of function recently and was like, bruh, this sort of, like... It's the sort of injury that can, like, fucking end you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who'd you hear that off?
Joey said it.
Oh, so, right, okay.
It wasn't someone reporting that Joe said. Like, Joe was like, I said, he said it was like he was in the sheds with Munster after the game, and Munster's all happy, jokey shit, and Joe's like, get on top of this one, bro, I could end ya. And Munster was like, wow. I guess groins are really, can be really bad.
So it's groin.
I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's groin.
Slipping in the shower.
Oh, the old share, shower slip.
There you go.
Almost fucked that.
But
that's rugby league.
That's rugby league. Shout
congratulations to the Dolphins on the bye.
Well done, Fish. Did you think that Taylor May should have been suspended for that thing on Reece Walsh?
I didn't think he should be, but I thought he would be.
Yeah, I didn't.
They're not the same. They're not the same thing.
No, they're not the same thing.
Well, it was thrown out by the
I know, but then some people are like, that's a fucking, like, I think it was like Freddie and someone thought that he should be suspended, and then Gal was like, fuck that.
Well, I thought there was potentially a chance that he would be suspended because there didn't seem to be much arm in it.
Well, it was all head. It was a head clash, though. But the same.
But even when he gets to him,
but
he's upright and not very armed.
But he's not hitting with the shoulder. So, like, I don't think you can get any, like, you couldn't get him, like, for a shoulder charge.
No, and I'm not saying he was going to shoulder charge him. I'm trying to say that I felt like they might have gone, well, you're not trying to, you know, you're not attempting a tackle. So, you know, you have an obligation of care to get your head out of the way. I thought they might argue some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
They haven't, and we can move on with our lives. Thank God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wanted to read something out to you, Tom, that came across my desk via the punters and the dribblers. Obviously, we know that Kevvy Walters, a big coach whisperer guy.
Yep.
Doesn't like talking about the grand final. Refused to say the words New South Wales when he was Origin coach.
Yep.
The list goes on and on.
And they end up losing that game to Penrith, and then they lost the series to New South Wales.
There is a theme here. So the coach whisperer, who was once a mentor for Broncos coach Kevin Walter, has revealed he once offered Walters the chance to participate in an extremely unusual bet. In his newly released book, The Science of the Subconscious, this is must read, Stubbs reveals he wanted to bet on the Roosters winning the 2019 Grand Final, which they did, against the Walters' fancied Canberra Raiders. Stubbs said he wanted to bet that if the Roosters win, Walters would cut off his little finger, and if the Raiders won, Stubbs would cut off both of his little fingers. Finger-friendly Walters refused the bet.
Yeah, you reckon? Fucking hell, mate. Like, that snake oil man is...
That's a lot. That's too much.
Well, it's way too much, and it's unnecessary. Like... I lost a fucking $50 bet with you this week, like, which we will save the conversation for, which isn't about even number one betting show on planet Earth. But, like, this wasn't a loser-loser's finger bet.
No, it wasn't an appendage bet.
No.
And what are people like Angus Crichton sitting there who goes, geez, I had to cut mine off to keep playing rugby league football, and you're going to get rid of yours over a cheap bet?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about the fact that I am now half a finger less, and you're just out here flippantly getting rid of them?
You're just throwing away appendages. Your pinky's been with you. If you're Kevvy Walters, you've had your pinky for 60 years.
Well, since you were born.
Since you were born, Tom.
Since before you were born.
And it's played a big role in your life.
In utero.
I mean, that finger was around for the birth of his children.
Yeah,
for his wedding day.
Yeah.
For his first root.
Yeah.
For his first beer.
For his first wank. It was clutching his shaft.
It was front and center, Tom.
It was right there. It was on the front lines.
It was there as your penis went into orgasm. You know what I mean? And you're just going to get rid of it?
Yeah. Over a bet with Bradley Stubbs, the purveyor of fine snake oils? For what?
For what end? To what end? For what purpose?
And does that somehow prove that Bradley Stubbs, a master of the mind, that he just, or just that he's prepared to, or just that he's a degenerate gambler? Like, what does that prove?
I mean,
what is chopping off your finger for a
bet? Can we check Stubbs' fingers? Has he done this before? Or does he just get it right?
Well, he wears fucking he got premiership rings from the Roosters.
Yeah,
I
he's got three.
He's got three premiership rings.
Yeah, that he was.
They give him one. That's
Madge gave him one, and then Trent Robinson gave him two.
Trent strikes me as that sort of bloke. He'd be a big crystal guy, Trent Robinson, I reckon.
Well, speaking of, I'm reading this article that apparently
he'd be a woo-woo
Brad guy. Stubbs has done astral projection with Trent Robinson in the 2020 season.
What did I just which say? Is what did I just say?
Took him
what for, did I just say?
Yeah.
Did they win 2020 as well?
2018, 2019.
Okay. So the astral projection, what the fuck's astral projection, just quickly? Okay, I can probably guess.
It's claimed to allow people to separate their consciousness from their physical form and travel through time and space.
That's more extreme than I would have predicted.
Much more.
And so
I think they have out of body experience.
There's a lot
together. Are they just doing fucking DMT and laying on like Robbo's floor in his living room?
I'd like to see them get into the woo woo together. If they did a podcast on rugby league woo woo about separating mind, body, spirit,
I would love
that. I would touch myself to it, honestly. And I know that sounds a little crass.
Can we get this cunt on the podcast?
Great. Love that.
He's got a new book to promote.
Dude, now's the time.
Now's the time. Let's get the snake oil salesman. Now, obviously, we'll have to, hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast. I don't know if he takes you kindly to the snake oil reference, but.
Well, I mean, it's an endearing.
Listen, it's a way. This is an opportunity for him to come and convince us.
Yes. We won't be betting anything, though.
No. Well, maybe we'll bet like Cody's fingers or Tobler's fingers or Wiramu's fingers.
Not my own.
Fuck no.
Again. This big fella's been here for a while. He's not big, but you know what I mean. He's been here for he's been here for a minute, and I don't feel like throwing him away.
Well, it'll probably change up the way you play with yourself.
It'd have to happen. Well, I think that if you got rid of your pinky, it would have consequences that you weren't prepared for.
For sure. I think you don't realize what you use your pinky for.
That's what I mean. Wet willies, done. You can use other fingers.
Well, I actually think, I don't think that's the biggest problem. But I do see it. It's obviously a problem. You are one less finger, one less option on the table.
That's right. This push little piggy, maybe. This little piggy and stuff.
But you know what I mean? Like, just try to do a push. Like, just try and like push up off your hand with your pinky up.
Yeah, you that can just do feels, it. But it's not but as it
feels,
it feels
there's
weird.
A surprising amount of sturdiness and strength. Oh,
it's
pinky.
It's strong. Rock climbing is going to get tougher. You'd think
it will. Fuck, you have to bloody put down the carabiner.
Yeah, which we don't want to do.
No, I'm not going to be on belay anymore.
I mean, I use the carabiner all the time, and I like to belay. So,
anyway, I'd love to get that guy on.
Put that in our Excel sheet, mate.
Yeah, I will. I'll whack that in.
A Google sheet.
Yeah.
Nice.
A dribbler in the punters and dribblers on the weekend. Oh, no, did he delete the post, that little fucking cuck? Thankfully, Daddy saved a screenshot. So, Joe Blewett left a post in the Punters and Dribblers, which he's since deleted because he's a coward. As someone who values equality and diversity, I'd love for Casey Badger to be a good ref and prove the naysayers wrong. But fuck me, week after week, things happen right in front of her and she manages to get them completely wrong. To which a reply comes through in the comments from none other than the real Casey Badger, with a photo of her sitting at home on the couch. Casey Badger of sitting at home fame.
Show me this.
So she's not even fucking refereeing the game.
What?
And shout out to Casey Badger, who's in the P's and D's.
See, I saw this post come through, but it looked like a bot post underneath it, and this Casey Badger stuff wasn't here.
Yeah.
So I deleted it.
You deleted the whole post?
I must have deleted the whole post. I thought I deleted the comment underneath it.
Okay, well,
which would explain why it's there. But this Casey Badger stuff wasn't there.
No, it would have been there. You just would have had, you wouldn't have seen all the comments because it was pumping.
Right.
That's why
okay.
I sent it to you. But listen, so maybe I take it back from Joe. He maybe didn't delete it. Maybe he's not a coward. But
Casey Badger of sitting at home fame. That's incredible from Casey Badger.
Fucking
that is incredible.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, Joe doesn't know a thing and thinks that Casey Badger is refereeing a game that she isn't. Is Gavin Badger still refereeing? Like, could he have fucked it up that way? Either way, Casey Badger, shout out to her sitting at home watching rugby league football. Oh, is it? It's just not opening on my phone.
So what did I delete? Maybe it was posted again somewhere. I don't know.
Well, listen, no one's a coward then. Everyone's good. But Joe, unfortunately, a goose. But how good's that? Just.
Well done, Casey Badger.
Well done,
that's
Casey
just
Badger.
That's just incredible stuff. Great delivery.
Yeah.
Great delivery.
Well, of sitting at home fame.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Great delivery.
Phenomenal.
Incredible. Joe with one of the great poundings there all the time.
That is. Shout out to Joe for not deleting it. I take that all back. But that's an absolute pounding. That's an immediate pounding.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Yep.
But you love to see it. That's what the P's and D's is all about.
Correct. Now, there's a video going around from the IPL.
This threw me.
Smudge commentating, like doing a bit of a batting tutorial. You have to get that sound on and start it again there, Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Batting tutorial about Virat Kohli.
Decoding Virat Kohli here. And I'm talking about Virat Kohli's shot, which is my favorite shot. And that is cover drive. Pure duniya mein mujhe Kohli ka hi cover drive sabse achcha lagta hai.
Now, we don't need to listen anymore there. Apni pairon ko bahar. Starts as Steve Smith speaking in English, talking about Virat Kohli. And as the camera starts to pull back, it switches to Indian. If you aren't, which makes it hard to tell whether it's like a dubbed or not, because the Indian voice sounds like him.
That's what threw me. Yeah. I sent this through to you. I'd had a couple. Was this maybe Saturday? And I was like, what in the fuck is this? Mm. I didn't know he knew Hindi, if that's what they're speaking. Is this where we're at with AI now?
Yeah. See,
they've taken his voice and like made it sound like he's speaking? Because that sounds like his voice.
It sounds like him. I think it is. That's what I'd said back to you.
Enabled by AI. Hindi, enabled by AI. On. Just came up on the screen.
There you go.
There you go.
So we didn't even read that. It's right in front of our fucking faces. Enabled, but that's insane. That they can take his voice and make it sound like him and he's speaking Hindi.
That is unbelievable. I did not know that's where we were at.
No.
And maybe I'm a bit slow to the uptake.
Well, I don't think anyone.
Or girl. But that's incredible. Because it sounds like him.
I don't think anyone knows where we're at until they see it and they're, oh, fuck, that's where we're at. Okay, etch. Like, that wouldn't even be close to where we're at.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
I wouldn't have been shocked, though, if Smudge had been, like, secretly learning Indian.
Well, that's why I sent it to you. I'm like, this guy's off his head.
Yeah.
Learning Hindi like that. Wow. That's a game changer, though.
Big time.
Very impressive. Time. And good to see Smudge out there getting that, just getting some more cheddar. As if he needed enough.
Oh, yeah.
As if he needed more, rather.
Listen, but I like seeing him on TV. He doesn't do this in Australia.
He looks good, doesn't he? He got the blazer on. He looks really comfortable.
Looks
actually
really comfortable in front of camera.
He actually looks incredibly comfortable.
No, he looks very comfortable. He's very good. I was always thinking, like, where to for him post-career. Does he? Because he's obviously got a weird voice, no disrespect. Like, is he going to be able to go into commentary?
Hilarious that we missed when he's speaking English, it comes up saying Hindi off.
Yeah.
And then when he starts speaking Hindi, it says on and enabled, it says powered by AI.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important to read things.
Yeah,
it's,
but I mean, I was just, I mean, when you and I saw it.
We were just looking at Smudge.
We were looking at Smudge. Oh, punters and dribblers.
Mums and daddies.
If you haven't been to markets, or you haven't been to markets till you've been to baddies.
That's right.
I don't know how legit this is, but our friend Shorty sent us some merch. Shorty's Golf Club, Pitch and Putt Par 3 course, Terry Hill, Sydney, greatest place on earth. They sent us some free shit, like some merch last week. Much appreciated.
And Cody wet himself when he saw the tote bag.
Cody came in his pants at the sight of a tote bag.
And made me give it to him, which I was happy to do because I'm a generous man.
Yeah, but like...
But coming he was.
Yeah, he was coming. In the goodies, we got given personalised notes, which was also a real touch of class from the fellas. One of them, the one for me, was said as a round with me and Beaver, which obviously got me hot and horny. And Beaver comes back and he's like, yeah, fucking oath, let's take on Eddie and someone, or Eddie and Cliffy, or I don't know who it was, but we're trying to find Eddie a partner to take on myself and the great and powerful Stephen Beaver Menzies. And I'm like, who the fuck do you play with?
Well, some people are saying Anthony Watmer. I don't know if he plays.
I don't know if Chalk plays golf.
It needs to be like a Tom Trbojevic, a Jake Trbojevic, a Ruben Garrick.
It needs to be
Lyons,
yeah. It needs to be a
someone
swinger
like
of dick, right? Like
Jeff
Nick
Tuvey.
Kossoff, Jeff Tuvey, Vic Morrow, Ruben.
Listen, I'm not fussy. I'm not a fussy man.
No, neither. But like, need to work this out because.
Well, we need to work it out. That's essentially what we're saying.
Me and Beaver together? Are you kidding me?
Cute photo of you two there.
That is a cute photo of us. I've never seen that.
It's It's a great day, though.
That was a great day. But just look at that. Just two greats of the game. Two Manly legends just getting after it.
Just getting after it. Two greats of the game getting
anyway,
after
I'm going to fucking... We got to work that out. If you're a former Manly great, reach out. Who wants to play with Eddie? Cliffy. Reach out. Yeah, Cliffy. Does Cliffy play?
Does now.
I would...
Well, he'd been... Well, why has he been put up?
Well, I don't know, because fucking... Cliffy's the man. And because him and Beaver had a great combo.
True. Great point. And he's the man.
And he's the man. Love to smoke a dart with Cliffy. Just for the sake of it. I'm not a big dart smoker. You know that.
No, we know that. But you do want to have a
dart. You'd have a dart with Cliffy Lyons.
You would. You would. And you wouldn't blink twice.
He gave his... He gave Luke Brooks a jersey. And it might have even been for Vegas. I just saw it the other day, though, but where he's like... when he's giving him his first Manly jersey, he goes... Now, the only advice I'd give you is don't try and be me. You don't have to try and be me. Don't try. There's only one of me. There's only one of me. Shout out to Luke Brooks, actually. He looked good again.
Like, yeah, he did.
That fucking run he made up the middle of the field.
No, he's going well.
He puts his body on the line in defense. Like,
he's going well. Not too many errors. It's great stuff.
Anyway.
Keep your
eyes peeled for a Manly legend who can come and play with us at Shorties.
If you know any, just send him our way.
It's partner Eddie, because right now he is Manly legendless.
Which is upsetting.
Yeah.
Because I want to be legend affiliated.
Couple of gifts here, Eddie, in the studio.
Yep. What's the top? Is the top one a gift?
Well, I don't know. This one might not be a gift.
I think I've got a feeling I know what that top one is.
Let's open that one first.
You know, a fucking like, sex toy or some shit?
It looks very similar to another the packaging
one?
The previous
one. To Tom Birmingham and Eddie Simpson.
Well, this is to me this time, though.
Yeah. We've been someone.
Have they only been to you the whole time?
Someone's been sending sex toys some to the like studio for
to Hello Sport.
Fucking ages. Yeah, they're not all just to me. One of them, the first one was to me, and then the. Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, the whip.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
This actually is it. This is finally a sex toy we can use. And for those of you that don't watch About Even, that may be confusing, but.
We asked for a whip last week. I don't know why.
Because we were saying when your bets are really bad, you got to whip yourself.
That's right.
Oh,
you'll be giving yourself a good whipping this week, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Did that hurt?
Yes.
I didn't even put much into that. Oh, the fucking
whip. No. That's like that naughty girl stuff. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that can fucking... Actually, that knee's numb. Yeah, that fucking hurts.
Fucking oath. Yeah, you'll be whipping yourself this week, Tom.
That's a good honest rugby league whipping. Like, that's good.
Ooh.
Like, if you...
Hey.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, fucking oath.
All right. That was... Thank you. I mean, listen, like, you don't need to keep sending the sex toys, whoever this fucking weirdo is, but... Can we get some scissors over here? Totes. I'll get some here.
Yeah, you'll need this on... You'll need this on Wednesday, man.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, you need to still whip yourself from a couple of weeks ago, so I'll be doing that. But I will be needing it Wednesday in a big, big way. What have we got in here, Edward Simpson? Oh, my God, dude. This is so etch.
What the fuck is that?
That is so etch, dude.
What is that?
I know what it is.
What is it?
That is... A tickle me blocker.
No, oh my God.
Fucking way.
Get fucked.
Dude, that's the scariest looking thing I've ever seen. Look, he's got headphones, a little mic.
Oh my God.
No way.
Does it say anything?
I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
Well, see, how does this work? Hold the mic. Little footy. Oh, it's all coming. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, let's just one at a time here.
Yeah, they're all going off. And he's giving us some M&Ms, which is just a touch.
That's a nice touch. This hasn't stopped.
Have you pressed... How do you...
press it again.
Initiate it.
Oh, so you turn it on and off.
This needs to shut the fuck up.
That's a TikTok voice.
Yeah.
That annoys me.
No, I think you can maybe re-record it. I don't know. It's quiet now. Just shut the fuck up.
Okay. So this is tickle me blocker.
That thing, it looks fucking terrifying.
That hair.
The hair is like...
This whole thing is so ass.
I actually like that's haunting the fucking.
It's actually,
studio.
I think it's homemade.
Yeah, it's. Let's see. Well, let's read it. We got some shit here. Certificate of authenticity at Me Think It Amazing Industries. The certificate of authenticity certifies this artwork is one of a kind, authentic, original piece of artwork created by the Gold Dribbler. All copyright and reproduction rights reserved. The artist, congratulations on your new piece. Title: Artisanal Tickle Me Blocker.
Oh my! This thing is fucking out.
That's so creepy.
Hold on. So, the Artisanal Tickle Me Blocker artist concept and design. The artist behind this piece attributes the inspiration of the Artisanal Tickle Me Blocker to Eddie Simpson and Tom Birmingham, who conceived the concept during Hello Sports' captivating and impassioned podcast 258. The bespoke suit adorned in this piece is crafted using the finest Australian merino wool sourced from Condobolin, New South Wales. Fibers used are handcrafted, but tailoring to maintain integrity of the project. Blah, 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 shoes.
Look at his little shoes he's got on.
I know, dude. That, it's so fucking etched. That whole thing is like, if you're in here by yourself late at night and that thing started going off.
I was just thinking that. We'll have to hide it.
You'd be terrified.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you do with this.
How do we track down this Gold Dribbler?
I don't know, bro. Maybe there's a return address on that thing.
Like his name's on the box.
Let's just listen to him. So there's not a whole lot of recording on there. It's basically just one, and then it says, "Me think it amazing."
There's so much effort's gone into this. Again, I mean, it's a fucking, it's very etch.
I love it.
Same.
I really like it. It's not polished though.
No. A lot. I don't think it's baggy green. I can't. It's too scary for me.
Well, it's not. Okay, if I'm going to go through and critique it, this is where I'll go. I respect that someone's gone and done this themselves.
Yeah.
But it's not up to the quality in which I've got a tickle me blocker in my head.
Yeah.
He doesn't say enough as well, which is a big like X for me. Mm. There's not. It's just. It's a bit of a game recording. It's lacking a bit of boot polish. It just is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this thing's like the TikTok voice, which I don't like.
It's a bit all over the shop.
It's a bit all over the shop.
Now, the M&Ms.
Ah!
Really nice touch there, the M&Ms.
That wasn't...
Little football, very nice, nice touch.
Love it.
You squeeze that, it'll go off as well.
These are better ones on here. Yeah. This should be on him.
That's maybe the weirdest gift I've ever been given.
What do you reckon, boys? Fucking weird or what?
That hair.
Oh, God, yeah. The hair's the most off-putting bit.
The hair
me.
Is
and
the most
the face,
and
the size
the
of
no,
face.
The most off-putting thing is the fact that they've printed a face and sewn it on.
Well, you know what? That is pretty weird, but I think looking at it from behind and seeing that hair and then its little shoes, that fucking wigs me out.
Something out of
dude.
A Conjuring movie.
Yeah, that wigs me the fuck out, dude. And you no knocking on this guy. It's like that.
This, you know what it looks like? The Dolph saw a bit.
That's what I mean, dude. But with a blocker face.
With a blocker face. Is this supposed to be the saw doll? But blocker boot?
Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
You want to play a game?
Yeah, that's soft. Good. This game's gone soft. That thing just moved by itself.
I didn't touch it.
I'm fucking off that thing. That's etch. That thing's haunted.
Squeeze me.
Tickle me.
Tickle me.
No, I'm not.
These shoes are
That's
fucked.
What I mean. The shoes are fucked.
I don't like the shoes.
No, they're
because they're dirty and shit.
No, I think he's like lacquered them or something.
No, I know, but they look dirty.
That's gross.
Even though they're not.
Let's do some dribbles and then get the fuck out of here, Ed.
Great idea, buddy.
Hey, Tom, Eddie, Tobler, just ring in to make sure that you take your licks. Famous Manly loss at the Hills. Year of the Bird, never. Sun explosions, soon. Go the Yields. Suck it, Manly. Suck it.
You got to take your licks, punters and dribblers. Always said it. Always good to get it out of the way early. And I mean early in the year.
I did expect fully that we would be getting licked today. And I'm happy to. No, I'm happy to get licked.
That's what it's about.
Happy to do it.
I watch Manly. I look at them. I go, they're shit. They're not good. They're I watch Parramatta. I go, they got Blaze. I'm betting on Blaze. Blaze is not not. I watch Manly. I see Tom Trbojevic. I see him get run over. I say, so did my wife. She got ran through. I like her still, but she's not good. Goodbye.
Make that what you will.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen more of a fucking non-obstruction in your life? What a bunch of bullshit, mate. These refs are fucking getting paid off. Bunch of cunts. Blaze so long, he can suck my fucking cock. Fuck him. Fuck Parramatta Eels. Come on, Manly!
I tend to agree with that.
I think that bloke's nailed it.
Yep.
Bit of vision about that, Blake.
Up the fucking Eels.
Yeah, they're almost my favourite. When someone's literally licking their phone.
Yeah, it's always nice.
You know, really nice. Salivary. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, love that. Stuff. That's great stuff.
Olakawatu. Kelma Tuolungi all day. Let's go. Morgan Harper, way better than Ruben Garrick. Sean Lane reject from Manly. We'll take him. Tara all day, baby. Manly never. Go the Eels.
Nah.
Yeah, Tom, Eddie Tobbs. How you going, boys? Look, I've recently just made the move up to the great Northern Territory for the Eva. You know, big New South Wales supporter myself. Don't go for the Stinky Raiders. Living my best life. And what I've noticed is up here, people just fucking wear Queensland jerseys around every single fucking day. And it's starting to do my head in. So what I'm asking is a call to arms. All my New South Welsh brothers, start just wearing the blue jersey now. They just fucking rubbing it in everyone's faces no matter where the fuck they are in this country, and it shits me. Fuck Queensland forever and ever and ever. Fuck.
That bloke filling a bucket or something?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It sounded like he was, you know, trying to transport water from one place to another, though, usually with the use of a bucket.
Sounded like it was a tap hitting the side of a bucket that he was filling up. That's what it sounded
like. It was great to listen to. I'll say this. Firstly, fuck Queensland. Secondly, there may or may not be currently some very, 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 very functional and stylish,
hot,
tasteful, elegant, understated ways to show your appreciation for your state
in a political sense. Unfortunately, it has absolutely nothing to do with Origin.
No,
but if you're into state politics and you're looking to wear something in, you know, like May, June, July,
then
you're gonna love what we've got coming.
Yeah,
it's
hyper limited, but
I would say it's our best work
ever.
And I'm not being hyperbolic.
No.
It's definitely our best work.
Yep.
Absolutely incredible. So, there's that.
Yeah, Northies Dribbler here. Just wanting to give a rating on Leichhardt Oval after that game. Probably give it a 1-star. Big line for the toilets. Got abused by Tigers fans who gave a standing out at half time. So, congrats. White Mamba, but 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10.
I think the halftime standing O was play on. I said it on the night. A lot of people asking. You're beating the Sharks at halftime, round 3, looking good. You can stand up at halftime. It's not a preseason game. Preseason standing O's are a disgrace. I think in season you can be pumped with your side's first half performance.
I'm happy for him. Mm. You can standing O in that situation for sure. There's situations where I wouldn't call for it.
Correct.
You know, if you're up by 2 points against the Dragons, I'd probably stay seated.
I'd be you're keeping that. Keeping your seat, your ass on your seat.
You know? But yeah, Sharks, we're coming in 2-0. Nico Hines leading the Dally M's, if you can believe it. I haven't seen that sort of football out of him, no offense. And
I couldn't
you know,
believe
you get
that.
Pumped. You I get pumped, I get it. I
can't believe that.
But you know, I've actually never been to Leichhardt, so I can't comment.
I have been. Ground. It's a shithole.
Great.
But the vibe does seem like it's good. You know what I mean? Like that's a where's the fuck?
Is this our last year of Leichhardt? Sounds like it.
Think so, yeah. Let's go.
Boys, big problem here. Big dramas. I'm fucking tired as fuck. And you know why I'm tired as fuck? It's 4 o'clock. I didn't have my big day today. My good day, sorry. Every day I've been having my good day. Today's the first time I did not. I was in a rush this morning and I missed out. And because of that, now I'm fucked. So any way that I can have a good night, boys, the footy's on. Is that going to get me over the line? Not too sure. Let me know, boys.
You can have it whenever you want it.
You will experience a slump in the afternoon if you haven't had your good day.
Yeah, you will.
That's just a fact.
That's just the way it is.
It's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
If you want clarity, if you want focus, if you want energy all day, good day is what you need.
That's it. You can get it at begoodhealth.com.au, just so you know. It's been pumping. Shout out to everyone who's getting around it.
Code Dribblers, 20% off.
That's it. Shout out to all of you. Getting around it, making positive steps towards your nutritional health.
And you're feeling better. It's pretty simple.
Yeah,
you don't need to fucking complicate it. You want to feel better?
Go check the fucking reviews on begoodhealth.com.au. We're helping out Dribblers. That's for damn sure. And it's helping out us as well. I fucking take it every day.
I actually was driving home the other day after we'd been filming some shit. And I was like, I actually don't crash in the afternoon now at all. I was cherry ripe, laser focused.
Yep. And it's not just for guys either, it's for girls. It helps with bloating issues. Now, they're not limited to just women.
But women bloat.
Women bloat. I actually bloat sometimes.
Men bloat.
Men bloat.
Men bloat all the time, but women bloat.
Women bloat.
And I think we all know that.
And I won't.
If you're in a relationship. If you're in a relationship with a woman, you're a man, and you're in a relationship with a woman, they'll say that they're bloated after most meals. Really bloated, really bloated, just bloating. Feeling really fat because I'm bloating.
Anyway.
I'm not impersonating my wife.
No, it doesn't sound like you're doing that at all. anyway, let's go.
Gentlemen, it is the big Caddy Dribbler here. Just wanted to get an update on the surfing as the championship tour heads to Bells Beach next weekend, Easter weekend. Haven't heard you speak about your surfing journey of late, so wanted to get an update if you're entering this event, and I would love to see the progress that you guys are heading. So, I'd love to know. Queensland forever, New South Wales never.
Great question.
Great question.
Maroubra Open was not held this year, which is where we had our sights set. That's first and foremost. So the other events were a little more ridgy-didge.
Well, they didn't line up with us.
No, they didn't line up
with us. Well, someone said Newcastle, but it was probably a level too high.
It was a level too high.
There was one at Port Macquarie we couldn't make. So we've turned our attention to 2025 at this point. Tom's shoulder was also absolutely fucked, and he couldn't get out in the water for, what, 3 months, four months?
I just actually couldn't push myself up. It's still fucked, my shoulder, and I just have... Like, it's definitely
better than it was, though.
Way better than it was.
But you couldn't even paddle.
No, I know. But the fact that it's even still going is just like, I have never experienced anything like this before where, like, I've just had an injury for no reason that's just not fucking going away. Like, that used to, like, doing this is fine now. It doesn't hurt me at all. That used to just be fucking caning. You used to hurt to, like, steer the car.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was, we were taking time off there, and then we were going to, the plan was to get back into it. Again, like, how much are you going to improve before the Maroubra Open, which is going to be in March? So it was like, we're going to get back into it sort of like late Jan, Feb, when he got back from overseas. It got called off. To be honest, I'd like to get back out there.
We are getting back out there.
No, but I mean, like, we should pick a time and go back out there, get Matho back on board and go out.
Where we'll be going back out.
I know we'll be going back out. I'm saying let's front foot it. This guy has a nice little tickle up.
Friday mornings. That's when we're doing it.
Yeah, sweet. Well, not this Friday, obviously.
But typically speaking, Friday mornings is the time.
I also need to get a new board because I can't get up on that one, at least from previous
experience. Well, how do you know? It's a good point. Was just a shoulder issue, mate.
Well, a fucking oath it was a shoulder issue. But I've only ever been out on it once, and the shoulder was fucked. But Matho also had said to me, a surfing expert, I'm probably too big for that board, given my skill level. So I'm just listening to the experts, mate.
Sure. So, yes, we will be out there this year. Don't worry. I know you're concerned, but I wouldn't be. Come here, Blocker. Come to your old mate. Your
Hook
old
up
pal.
With Blocker. Mm. Hook up with him.
Mm.
Yuck, dude. So gross.
Is that us?
I think that's probably us.
Yep.
See you later. Thanks
Bye.
For listening.
Bye.
Could you two just not talk anymore?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.